Wow. And this is a privilege to sit between these beautiful little girls. Wow. Are you awake? We're awake. Okay. Do you know? I'm going to have people at my house today. Are you going to have people at your house today?
Probably.
No? Your uncle's coming? Okay. Are you going to have people at your house today?
Possibly.
Maybe? Okay. So, they're coming to my house because we're going to watch a football game. No?
Nice.
We have to do important things. Watch football. Now, and that has become a habit with our family, that everyone in our family hosts the football game. We go from one family to the other. And we also have the habit of eating when we get together. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Do you know, habits are fun, aren't they? Yeah, some habits. One of the worst habits I have is I try to leave my bed unmade, and I cannot do it. I sneak out the door, and I look back, and I see that it's all crumpled up, and I have to make my bed. So most of the time, I make my bed as soon as I get out of it. It's made. And it just kind of helps me through the day. My bed's made. I'm not sure about everything else, but my bed's made. What kind of habit do you have? She cleans her room a lot. I've seen her room, and she does clean her room a lot. What kind of habit do you have? She doesn't clean her room, and she doesn't turn around and look back. What kind of habits do you have? She doesn't. Well, you can have other habits. Now, there are good habits and there are bad habits. You have 50 cents? In your bank? That's a very good habit, to put money in a bank. Do you know, God gives us the blessings that we have every morning when we wake up. And one of the good habits is to thank Him for that beautiful day, to start our day with Him. And we're studying Abraham and Sarah. And when a visitor came to their house, what was their habit?
They welcomed them and gave them hospitality.
They welcomed them and gave them hospitality. And that's what we should do, is have the habit of hospitality. What's that? Hospitality. Being, letting the people come in, feeding them maybe, washing their feet. Would you wash your guest feet?
In the bathtub.
In the bathtub, yeah. But making them feel welcome. And that is what God wants us to do, to make all of our friends and strangers feel welcome. That we are a church of hospitality. Do you think that's a good habit? Yes, let's hold hands. That's a good habit, too. Dear Father, we just thank you for allowing us to join together to share your hospitality and share your habits of loving us absolutely every day. And in your name we pray, amen.